twice. And of course, alfalfa is cut two or three times, of course, but some of our lespedeter is cut twice, and some prairie hay that, what little is, it sometimes it's cut twice. But it'd be the second cutting. If you tell somebody, well, I'm cutting my hay the second time now, I'm cutting it the second cutting. And of course, it's not really as strong a hay as the first cutting. It's not as, it's got the food value in it, I don't think.
Oh, it does, it's the first cutting.
It's got more water, it's more of a sappy type of food value to it.
Oh, what would you call a crop? Maybe, I don't know, some kind of crop that, you didn't plant, but it just came up by itself?
Volunteer crop. They have a lot of that around here.
Oh, do they?
Rice.
Rice will come up volunteer?
Well, yeah, come up. Red rice. That's volunteer rice.
Red?
And they don't like it.
Well, what? Now, if you had wheat, you'd tie wheat up into a...
Well, you can tie it up in bundles.
Mm-hmm. And then if you were to be piling those bundles up, you'd pile them up into...
Into a shock. You can tie, you can pile them up into a shock to let them dry.
Mm-hmm.
And, but they don't do that no more.
Oh, they don't do that anymore. Well, now, what does a combine do? You mentioned a combine.
It does all of it. It just goes out there and combine the wheat and separate the wheat from the straw and kick the straw out the back end, put the wheat in the elevator box, the grain box up there, and then you unload it in the truck, and then they haul it to town. It's all done by machinery.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do nothing. We just sit there and push this button and push that.
Well, what have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Well, you oats is done just exactly like wheat. You separate it. You combine. Well, you got a little bit of on your screens, and that's what the oats fall down through.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a little regulation to do on the wheat. Mm-hmm. I mean, on your oats. Now, it takes a bigger place for oat to go through because it's got beards on it and things than it does for wheat. Wheat is smaller, and rice is still smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Will go through easier than and hit about the same as wheat, I expect.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all done with the same kind of machinery, only it's a different on your. You have your...
Does it thresh it too? Will it thresh it? Does it do the threshing too?
Threshing. Oh, you get... Yeah, the combine, that's what it does. That threshes it. It threshes all the oats off from the straw, and then it screens it,
mm-hmm.
and then it blows the husk out, and it elevates the oats around and the augers and things till it gets up on top.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it'll elevate up there in the big box. Then when you get that big box full, you have to drive out and unload it. Of course, we have grain carts, what they call grain carts. You just drive around over the field, and the combine just unloads in that grain cart, and he'll go to the truck, and he's got another hopper. He'll unload in that with a hydraulic automatic unloader, and he'll unload it into your truck. Then he'll go back out there again. By that time, he may have another load in it. But you do it all with a combine. He'll thrash your beans, he'll thrash your oats, he'll thrash your wheat, he'll thrash your rye. But you got to reset them. They'll have a different setting on them. And of course, you have a different screen. Now, you take lespedeter seed, a little bit of seed.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like mustard seed or something similar, and a little bigger than mustard seed. And you got to set your combine, and you can combine your lespedeter seed with just the same combine, only you got to set your screen different.
Oh, you set the screen?
Because it's a smaller seed, smaller grain. And you got to cut the air down because if you put too much air on that lespedeter seed, well, you'll have to blow it all to kingdom come right out the back end.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to have right smart air on your rice to blow that straw out, but you ain't going to blow the rice out because it's heavy. And it'll fall through those screens. And what I call a screen is the places it falls through. It's not like door screen, but it has little screens they'll raise up and you can adjust them. You can get them bigger holes, little holes, or anything. You got a place there you can turn it and you can let a whole lot go through, or you can let a little go through, or you can... Well, it's adjustment outfit. It's